Hi, Linda. I'm fine. You all right? What do we got here?
That's that paperwork from upstairs.
Ah.
Ready?
All right. Call our meeting to order. All commissioners present. First on our agenda is agenda review. Just came from upstairs. We've got Danny's got down park board appointments. James Strahan's got down state reimbursement. And then I put down FEMA cost reimbursement and payroll error correction. Are the four things that are posted up there? Questions, comments? No. All in favor, say aye.
Oh, there has been motion to approve agenda as presented.
Second, thank you. Aye.
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 I don't know that we need to vote, but we can. Okay, motion carries. Next, we've got Quail Road. We'll wait for, assume Frank's coming. I know he brought us some info yesterday to look at.
He was just in here a few minutes ago, so.
So, and the other one was Donna's percentage. You want to wait on her? Percentage of national.
Well, I mean, I know the number is. She's requested 15%.
We can set that. And that's as low as we can set it. I checked on
right.
The percentage. And I make a motion that we set it at 15%.
Second.
Okay. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Now we got a JAG award acceptance.
Motion to accept the JAG grant.
We covered this.
Maggie presented it to us,
in,
correct?
In our earlier meeting, and so I second your motion.
Yep.
Questions or comments?
Yep.
All of in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we did that too quick, because now we're, according to our agenda, we're not posted until 9 o'clock.
Let's see if we can't get...
Is that right?
Can get Frank over
here.
Yes, ma'am.
On that so I can
yes, ma'am.
That to
let me see if I can get Frank over here.
People. She did mention you need to, in on every page in the bottom right-hand corner,
oh, yeah.
Put your initials.
Frank's okay. On his way.
Okay. Okay, we're idling here just a few minutes, but not long. Anybody listening wondering? Come help me, would you?
Yes.
Where do you want me to start signing corners?
I go ahead and start with the very first page.
Here?
Yes.
Good morning, sir. You want to start talking to us about Quail Road? Was Mr. Miller supposed to be here?
He called me yesterday afternoon and stated that he had a doctor appointment that had come up and it was rescheduled till next week sometime.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we were aware of that. Okay. Question to Frank or send him on his way? Or?
So Mr. Miller's going to come back in, you're saying?
That's my understanding next week, yes.
Yes, is he wanting to reschedule the appointment next week? Is that what I'm understanding, or is it that he just wasn't going to be here?
He had a doctor appointment that conflicted with, he's the one who made this appointment, and then he had called, I guess, yesterday and had a doctor's appointment for today, and Nikki said they would reschedule it for next week.
Did you get this?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That work?
Okay,
you too.
Yeah, I don't see it on the next week calendar. That's at the 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm looking at next week's schedule, and I think it's there. Let me just look.
Well, Frank,
on
you
Tuesday.
Showed, you brought us some aerial maps that shows the property line or where it's supposed to be, and it brought up the same question that we've had before, that the issue is going to involve two property owners.
It appears that way.
What about the second owner? Are they...
I've not made contact with them. Those property, I talked yesterday with Mr. Strahan, the assessor. kind lady in mapping and also with the recorder's office. And those lines can be 2 to 5 to 10 feet off. So that, and I did pull the platting of the neighborhood, and there is some accuracy to the line, but I'm telling you, there's a good chance that it's off. I've not spoken with the adjoining property owner in regards to this ditch line. I have contacted our office as far as I know. But yes, there it appears that we would need to have a conference, and if we were to move forward, a drainage easement from both of the parties.
I've got another question. I think there's more than two property owners involved.
There's a third property going on the backside.
On the backside that we'll be dumping water on. If we make this improvement, are we opening up a situation to take care of the third property owner? I found out some more information about this that was pretty concerning to me from the first road and bridge inspector to go on the job, and the gentleman that came in and brought this forward said he'd bought the property to flip, and that he thought he wanted that fixed. And so I haven't changed my mind from the original situation. I think it opens up doors that we shouldn't open up as a county commission. So I make a motion for denial of the request.
What is the request?
To do the approximately $6,000 worth of.
Is that under your standing? I mean,
that's my understanding that the gentleman, Mr. Miller, is requesting that we repair the erosion caused by the ditch in front of his home.
I'll second the motion to discuss here. He's coming in next Tuesday. Do we want to hold the vote till Tuesday to hear it, or does it matter to you?
Well, it doesn't make me any difference. It's what you two gentlemen want. I'm pretty well settled on the way that I feel about it, because I don't think that it's I went out and looked at the property. I don't feel like it's a county responsibility.
Okay.
And I feel like that whoever owns the property behind there is going to have water tubed into a situation where it's going to run down across him, and what's his recourse at that time?
I don't think we should pay for it either, so I'm good with that. We'll just cancel the meeting, because there's...
Okay, we got a motion and a second to deny the request, which, and you added, Jim, to cancel the meeting with the property owner?
Yeah, I don't see a need to have, if he's meeting regarding this, we can cancel him. If he wants to meet about something else, that's fine.
Okay.
The sheet that we got from the road and bridge had a dollar figure.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, and showed pictures of the situation, and I had went and visited on site. So, plus I visited with the road and bridge personnel that was sent out to inspect the property.
Just for discussion purposes here, how about we've dealt with Horizon Hills for years. That's not an exaggeration, I don't believe. Because of liability we thought the county might have for runoff in a similar situation to what we're talking about. If we're so certain that this project is not county responsibility, Why are we so concerned about Horizon Hills? What I'm saying is, I think there is a question whether the county has some responsibility, since all of the drainage from that air, from that road ends up on this one property or the two properties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seems like we're not we're not looking at both properties in the same manner.
Yeah, there is. I'd say we are. In 1988, this road was taken in 1988. It hadn't been brought forward to the county commission until 2010. In 2010, this becomes a concern because we have a new property owner who is planning on flipping the property. And that in itself, if it was a problem in 1988 or through the 1990s or through the 2010 level, why wasn't it brought forward at that point? How come it was brought forward whenever a property was sold and going to be flipped?
I'm not making my point well, I don't think. My point is that we have hesitated to take in the road in Horizon Hills because we're afraid this issue might happen. It hadn't happened yet, but it might happen, and that the county would be responsible. But in this issue, we're saying the county's not responsible. Doesn't seem like we're treating them both the same way.
My thought is I have not seen anything that says this ditch is getting any worse than it has been. Okay? I mean, it seems like if it's been there for how many years, I'm not sure if it's getting any worse or not. Or at least I haven't seen anything that shows it's getting worse. So if it's the same condition it was over the last 15 years, I don't see where that's why I don't see why we should have to repair it if it's not getting any worse, and I haven't heard anything that it is.
Okay. Well, I've made my point the best I can, I think, so ready to vote?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. So, do we want to ask Frank to contact Mr. Miller and tell him what happened?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, shall we take a 15-minute recess until 9 o'clock?
Sounds good.
Sound like a good plan?
Yes, sir.
We'll recess until 9 o'clock then, and got zoning and administrative and household chemical nuisance cases.
Yep.
All right.